Hi there, it's Susan Jackson speaking from Dosserson School for Girls in Auckland, Aotearoa, New Zealand. And I'm here today with three of my girls from my Year 8 maths class, and they're going to help me put together a podcast for you today. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Kia ora.
Hello.
Hi. I'm going to start with a whakatauke that I really like. Mā te huruhuru ka rere te manu. It means with feathers a bird can fly. In an educational context, it emphasises that learners do not succeed in isolation, but can realise their potential when they are provided with the right support and tools. So that led me to my key question: could AI provide some of those feathers, some of those tools? So I wanted to know, how does using AI generated prompts, how is that going to foster confidence? Because when I looked at my current classes and reflected on the previous ones, I noticed a consistent pattern when faced with non-routine problem solving. Sometimes the girls wouldn't jump straight into it. Sometimes they'd be reticent. How was that for you girls?
I was a bit scared because the problems were really new and I hadn't tried them out before.
And I wasn't really confident that I could answer them straight away or know the answers.
Lovely. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to build a chatbot, but I didn't want it to just be an answer engine. I didn't want it put the problem in and it just tells you what it is. I wanted a coach that would take the girls through an investigation cycle or a problem solving cycle. The one I chose for my girls was the MPTC problem solving cycle. It starts with the making sense, then planning, then taking action, and then to convince others. And my goal was to create a chatbot that would step by step take them through that and give them the confidence to try problems on their own, and eventually without the chatbot. Yeah, so the first chatbot wasn't that great. You'd agree, wouldn't you, girls?
Yeah.
What wasn't great about it?
It was really confusing. You could tell it was trying to help, but it was confusing, and also it gave you the answers straight away, which wasn't really what we were trying to look for.
It was also way too wordy and, just kept on going on about a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't understand yet.
Yeah, it would just tell me about, random stuff that was totally off topic.
Yeah, so what we had to do was brainstorm, get back and have a look at the programming and improve it and get it better. And so we did. It did actually get to be better and better. And on the next slide, I've got a infographic to show the highlights. On this infographic, I have a quick summary of my findings, some of which were that my girls were then able to engage with the chatbot independently without me needing to be present. And it didn't matter if they made a mistake, the chatbot provided a range of prompts and feedback, allowing them to keep going and try again. What else, girls?
I was way more confident to try out problem solving, and if I did it now, then I'd probably do lots of problem solving because I found out how actually fun it was once you got behind that thought of doing problem solving.
Yeah, I found it really helpful because it taught you how to solve the problems, just not what the answers were, and then eventually I just learned how to do it myself, and I didn't even need the tablet anymore eventually.
And it was really short, but it was useful.
So in my full report, I show a practical way to build girls' confidence. I give a clear framework for using AI as a supportive learning coach. And of course, my findings a bit more in depth. So from all of us, we just want to say thank you and
bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.